Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall
stand. On the instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your words. I will
you,
triumph
Lord,
in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all of the tyrant-defying boat rockers who are in the chat room this morning, and anybody else, or this afternoon, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN, where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. The editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you're wondering why I'm in 2 days in a row, morning and afternoon, Bradley's been on the road, taking that stand against those who pretend that a piece of paper will protect you from the invisible boogeyman that they've tried to scare you with, which we're going to address in the second hour. Okay, we're going to address this. He's not going to do that. So instead of flying, because they're going to try to arrest him and threaten him and all this other stuff, he and his family are driving roughly 5,000-6,000 miles round trip since, what, last week, from Minnesota to Colorado to Las Vegas to California, and now they are in Wisconsin. They just got into Wisconsin about 8 o'clock or 9, something like that, this morning. And so that's why he's not here. That's why you don't hear that velvety voice of Bradley Dean, but you do hear mine. So we're on here. We got a great show before us. We've got a guest on the line. We're going to bring him up in the second segment here. And then in the second segment, we're going to get to Who protects the people, and how are they protected to fight against their enemies? We're going to get into Psalm 91, what's called the soldier's prayer, in just a minute, but or in the next hour. But if you are listening, you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of GCN, you want to jump in and watch the video portion of the radio show. That's right. You can see the mug that's growing like a chia pet right now. And next week, you won't even recognize me. I will age right before your eyes. You can slide over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the right side of the page, you'll find that we are going live in the top video. The bottom video is the one we had with Kate this morning, our health and wellness expert, Kate Shimrani. We're going to make mention of her because there's a tie to our guest coming up here in just a bit. And you can watch that. Jump on, though, the live and enlarge it. See the faces made for radio and then pop on the platform that we're on. Join us in the chat. We've got a lot of like-minded people in there. Great to see all you guys this afternoon again. And I'm privileged to have the opportunity to fill in for Bradley. Right above that is where you can subscribe to our email newsletter. Remember, we don't spam you. We don't rent your email out. We don't sell your email to anybody. You get one email from us a day. All the articles that Bradley and I and our wonderful contributors at Sons of Liberty Media have, you get those in your email each evening, so be sure to sign up for that. And then finally, if you like and agree with the Sons of Liberty's message, and that is we point to the Bible and the Constitution, we put up the straight stick, and even the Constitution has to be put up to the Word of God to see if it's a straight stick, and where it is, and it needs to conform to the Word of God. If you agree with our message and what we do, we call people back to the God who founded us, then there is a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. We never ask you for money. We just say, if you have the ability to help us and you want to help us, please do so. There's a one-time donation button. You can also partner with us as a monthly partner, as a son or daughter of liberty. That is also available at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then our store is also available. And I didn't bring this up. I should have brought it up earlier. But we've got a special going on this week with our, what we call our coward shirt. It's really not cowards. Cowards are not going to wear this kind of shirt. But it is based off of that slogan where cowards will not, they didn't form the republic, they won't preserve it. And I'm going to bring it up here real quickly. And you can get those in the store. There's like 10 different colors. Okay, the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. You can pick that up in the store, multitude of colors. And if you use the promo code by midnight tonight, which is Republic10, the number 10, Republic10, one word, when you check out, you can get as many of these shirts as you want for 10% off of every one of these cowards will not preserve the republic T-shirts. And so be sure to take advantage of that while you've got the opportunity. Now, a new thing will start later today as well. I'll be letting you know about that on Monday, any of the products that we're offering on Monday. Now, just to give you a heads up, second hour, we're going to address what the topic is you're seeing in the video chat or in the video platforms that's on. We're going to address Psalm 91. I've said that over and over and over. I'm going to give you some examples. I'm going to point you to scriptures of what it is. And I think it will be a good segue from what we're going to talk about when we bring on our guest, who is going to be Dr. Patrick Vickers, and he is the head of the Gerson Clinic. And so you've heard Kate talk about that. That was who she looked to when she had the cancer treatments and things. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at some of the information that Dr. Vickers was giving me just before the show started. We're going to bring him on right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, if you got a question or comment, feel free to do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in, you want to join us. We're going to be on the topic here of the Gerson Center and our health and how that applies. And with me on the via Zoom is Dr. Patrick Vickers. He is the director and founder of the Northern Baja Gerson Center in Rosarita, Mexico, the world's premier clinic for the natural treatment of cancer and advanced diseases, advanced disease specializing in the advanced Gerson therapy. At the age of 11, after witnessing a miraculous recovery from a chiropractic adjustment, Dr. Vickers' passion for natural medicine was born. Born and raised outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is just happens to be where Bradley is today and his family, Dr. Vickers obtained undergraduate degrees in pre-med from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the Life University in Marietta, Georgia, before going on to receive his doctorate in chiropractic from New York Chiropractic College in Seneca Falls, New York, in 1997. While a student at NYCC, Dr. Vickers befriended Charlotte Gerson, the last living daughter of Dr. Max Gerson, M.D. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Albert Schweitzer, called Dr. Gerson the most eminent genius in medical history, as Dr. Gerson was reversing a vast majority of degenerative diseases, including terminal cancer. Upon graduation, Dr. Vickers went on to study directly under Charlotte Gerson, which included studying Dr. Gerson's handwritten files of all his active patients between 1910 and 1959. 6 years ago, recognizing the desperate need to preserve Dr. Gerson's legacy and the progression of his therapy, Dr. Vickers opened up Northern Baja Gerson Center in Rosarita, Mexico, which rapidly has become one of the premier clinics in the world for the treatment of advanced disease. Since its inception in 2013, Dr. Vickers and his clinic have been chronicled in the epic documentary The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, and his patient chronicled in the movie The Beautiful Truth. Currently, Dr. Vickers is in the process of opening Asia's first Gerson clinic with Secretary of State Cambodia, Sean, and I don't know if I pronounced that name Nagoo or how that is. But in any case, it's my privilege to welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, Kate has sang the praises of the Gerson therapy. And let me set this up. I know I took some time to read that. We believe that God has given us all things for life and godliness. And I think you're going to share some shocking information that hasn't been shared on the show about the Gerson Center and Dr. Gerson and also Dr. Schweitzer here. But we believe that God's given us everything for both life and godliness, for the physical and for the spiritual. And even from the beginning, He gave men the herbs, the fruits of the trees, and all of these kinds of things. It was later on that He allowed for some meats to be consumed, but he didn't mean for us to do that. And so when we bring people into this, I want them to understand that right now we're facing in this country, and I'm sure maybe you are in Mexico, medical tyranny, and it's usually tied to the fact that people have not taken care of their bodies, and so they're kind of under this illusion that the allopathic medicine is primarily there to heal them when it is really there to kind of keep them on the hook. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's the way I see it. And so when we're bringing you on, you're going back to the way God had ordered things and treating people with the things basically that God's provided for us now.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Gerson therapy, as you well know, because you've had Kate talking about it periodically, you've had her on, but the Gerson therapy, it's Genesis 1:29 laid out for us. Genesis 1:29, I give you every seed-bearing herb and fruit, for this shall be your food, or some translations say this shall be your meat. Do what the Gerson therapy does is it takes us back to the natural diet that, you know, God created for us to sustain us healthily and even to cure advanced degenerative diseases, which, you know, Dr. Gerson to this day, 60 years after his death, no other therapy historically has been able to reverse advanced disease like Dr. Gerson's therapy. And it simply does go back to basic, you know, principles laid out in the book of Genesis and that are also laid out in other parts of the Bible. There are plenty of examples where, fruits and vegetables were the preferred dietary source for various reasons. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any more biblical and from the beginning than what Dr. Gerson revealed with his therapy.
Amen. And that's, I wanted people to understand why we're bringing that in, because I believe that it's part of our job as preachers to bring the whole counsel of God. And part of that deals with, you know, how we're taking care of our bodies and things of that nature. Now, here's the thing. I read your bio and it's kind of like, okay, you read somebody's bio to give them that formal introduction. But can you kind of give us a flavor? You're saying, at age 11, after witnessing a miraculous recovery from a chiropractic adjustment, can you tell us a little bit about yourself at age 11? What went on there, and what drove you towards this passion that you say you have for natural medicine?
Yeah, thanks. So when I was 11, a friend of our families was a chiropractor staying the weekend at our home with his children and his wife. And his five-year-old boy was sleeping in my bed with me when he woke up at 3 in the morning with a cough that wouldn't stop. And after about 20 minutes of him coughing nonstop, his father finally heard him, came upstairs, laid him on the end of the bed, adjusted his neck both ways, and he stopped coughing immediately. And he did not cough the rest of the night. And at that moment, I pretty much said to myself, that's what I want to do for a living. And so 1 year away from graduating chiropractic school, a woman by the name of Charlotte Gerson, Dr. Gerson's last living daughter, came and spoke at my school. I had 1 year left of carrying out what I wanted to do since I was 11. And as soon as she opened her mouth, I knew that's what I would spend the rest of my life doing, because it was clearly the higher calling. And secondly, I was absolutely shocked that my entire 30 years of life at that point, I'd been lied to day in and day out about the truth behind all these diseases and how to completely reverse them. I was just as deceived as the rest of the world in believing that we needed medicine, we needed, you know, chemotherapy and radiation. Like, I understood natural medicine from a chiropractic point of view, you know, for aches and pains and headaches and things like that. But, and I understood how it was important for maintaining health, but I had no idea what the human body was capable of doing when you give it exactly what it needs.
That's absolutely incredible. We've got somebody in the chat that said they met Charlotte in California, said even at her age, she was very clear-minded and very wise. And these things that you're talking about, I think a lot of people are starting, especially with this what we call the plandemic that's come out, this mind control that it appears to me they've taken basically the flu and some other things, categorized them as COVID, dumped them all in there together in order to get everybody to put some kind of poison in their body. And we've been pointing people to, you know, back more towards, well, what did these people do before? You know, before all this medicine, everybody says, oh, everybody died. Well, no, they didn't. We've got a cemetery out here at the church I attend that's got people there that lived a long time. And many of them live longer than we do today. And so it's a fascinating thing that this took hold of you at a young age and you got into it. And not only did you get into it, but now you're able to actually help other people with ailments that allopathic medicine really isn't helping them with.
Yeah, look, you know, the seven movies that have chronicled our work, unfortunately, have all revolved around cancer. And what wasn't really revealed in those movies is that we're reversing virtually every single degenerative disease. You mentioned Albert Schweitzer, Nobel Peace Prize winner Albert Schweitzer, who was Gerson's best friend. And the reason why he ended up being Gerson's best friend, you know, through a majority of their adult life was he cured Albert Schweitzer's wife of terminal tuberculosis. And then he cured Schweitzer of severely advanced diabetes 8 years before he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And then he cured Albert Schweitzer's 4-year-old daughter of a completely undecipherable skin condition. And he did it using the same treatment. All three of those diseases, all cured using the same protocol. So we're reversing virtually every single degenerative disease. The body's not selective in what it's going to heal. If it can heal cancer, it certainly can heal diabetes. It can certainly heal heart disease. And that's what we're doing. And so, you know, the pharmaceutical, medical industry, the governments, they hate it. And that's why I'm in Mexico. If I open my clinic in the United States, I go to jail and my clinic gets shut down. That's the law. And so we have to flee to Mexico in order to carry out our treatment protocols.
That's absolutely incredible. And people think that America is the top of the line when it comes to medicine and health and all this. And yet we have really some, oftentimes, the sickest people in the world. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back with Dr. Vickers. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, you got a question for Dr. Vickers, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be back on the other side.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. California plans to require masks for all students in the fall, despite guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that says vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear them amid proper physical distancing. State health officials said the requirement will allow for full-time in-person learning and for all students to be treated the same, whether they're vaccinated or not. For months, the Biden White House refrained from criticizing Republican officials who played down the importance of the coronavirus vaccinations or sought to make political hay of the federal government's all-out effort to drive shots into arms. Not any longer.
We need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
This is USA Radio News. The Miami-Dade County Courthouse will begin undergoing repairs immediately after a review prompted by the deadly collapse of a nearby condominium building found that safety concerns exist within the courthouse, officials said. A joint statement from multiple leaders released late Friday said an engineer's report recommended floors 16 and above be closed to staff at the courthouse. The leaders decided all courthouse employees would go back to working from home. CNN spoke with rescue worker Battalion Chief Nicole Knott about the search for survivors. She was asked what it's like to keep digging for survivors.
I feel like I'm physically digging, but I'm also emotionally digging for more strength to continue. I bring back into mind the families and friends.
This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Call in if you got a question for Dr. Vickers, and we'll bring you up as soon as we can. Now, Dr. Vickers, you're telling us all this stuff, and there's some things that just kind of go on in my head. I'm going to show people what you've got set up here, as soon as I can find my cursor here. And you guys have a beautiful clinic set up here in Northern Baja. And, I mean, look at that. What are we looking at here?
Well, there's one, Hodgkin's lymphoma cured. That's probably our greatest success, is Hodgkin's lymphoma or lymphoma in general. But, yeah, you're seeing our clinic here. Look, we're right on the ocean. We're on the penthouse floor of a 21-story high-rise overlooking the Pacific Ocean, about 20 miles south of the United States-Mexico border with Tijuana and San Diego. And we are just in a prime, beautiful location. And what you're seeing there, that picture is obviously some kind of a peach, maybe a baked peach with some cherry dressing around it. And all our food's organic. It has to be organic. If,
wow.
If our food's not organic, we can't heal our patients because it would be devoid of the nutrients, the enzymes, the minerals, everything the human body needs to rally an immune response. So you come to our clinic, you're getting organic food, which is absolutely vital for healing any disease, and certainly for maintaining a healthy immune system, right?
Well, I got to tell you, when I saw the peaches there, I said I could eat about, like, I don't know, 5 or 6
yeah,
of those right now, because I'm starved. I really am. But that's great. Now, here's a question I have, because you talked about nutrition and the importance of them being organic. And, you know, Kate has talked about, you know, even today we need all these supplements because somehow the things that we grow don't have the nutrients that they used to have in days gone by. And I don't know if you've thought about this, but, you know, there's this whole push to cut off CO2. We need to eliminate our carbon footprint. And, you know, I was taught in elementary school, carbon dioxide was a good thing for the planet because we breathe it out and it causes all the stuff to grow, the plants to grow, the trees to grow. It was a good thing. And then in return, they're giving us lots of oxygen we're intaking. And now I find that the plants and everything are growing smaller than they used to, unless they're genetically modified. And the people are getting less oxygen intake. Does the Gerson therapy pick up on any of this stuff as well?
Well, that's a great point. You know, the whole secret to the Gerson therapy is the production of energy on a cellular level. When you've seen someone who's sick and dying, what do you notice? They're lethargic. Why are they lethargic? Well, they're losing the capacity and have lost the capacity to produce energy on a cellular level. And in 1931, Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for proving that cancer cannot survive in a properly oxygenated body. And he went on to describe that the primary factor in the body's ability to oxygenate tissues is an alkaline diet of organic fruits and vegetables, and an acidic diet loaded with meat, dairy, all these processed foods, all these oils would precipitate disease. And so the way you properly maintain oxygen in the body is through an alkaline, organic alkaline diet. And how does the human body create energy on a cellular level? Simple. Inside your cells, you have little things called mitochondria, and those mitochondria prefer sugar, evolutionarily prefer sugar, to be able to produce energy to maintain a healthy immune system, rally a sick and dying immune system. But there's one thing that the sugar needs, the mitochondria need, in order to convert sugar into energy. And that one thing is oxygen. Oxygen is a fire that fires up metabolism in order to convert food into energy. And if we can't get oxygen into the cell, then we cannot heal the human body of disease. And you're exactly right. Today, the oxygen levels in our atmosphere and the bodies and people's ability to properly utilize oxygen because of poor diet. How about cellular technology? We know that 5G prevents oxygen from binding to hemoglobin. And so when you consider the implications of that of maintaining health and certainly curing a sick and dying, you know, humanity, it's not going to be there going forward. Our ability to reverse disease is getting harder and harder and harder. And that is for, you know, a myriad of reasons that we've just touched upon. So oxygen is absolutely vital. We're getting less and less and less of it for various reasons. And like you said, our soils are more and more depleted as time goes on, because the more toxic our environment is, the more nutrients and things required by the soil in order to metabolize those toxins. And so, and not to mention the overuse of artificial fertilizers, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, those all deplete our soils severely of nutrition. You know, one classic example is we know our soils are depleted of selenium. Why? Probably because of the overabuse of mercury-based pesticides. Mercury, in order for the soil to detoxify it, in order for your body to detoxify it, requires selenium. So if the soil or your body's been dealing with mercury issues, it's going to be depleted of selenium. So that's just one of many things that are depleted in our soils, but that's a classic example of what's been going on over the last several decades, right?
Yeah, and then we have the introduction, obviously, of the GMOs and other things like that. And now these guys, I don't even know what you call laboratory-created meat. I can't fathom what that actually is. But these are the kinds of things people think are that we, and I got to say, for me, we've even been trained that certain things that we consume are actually food, what real food is, and they're not food at all. In fact, they're, and oftentimes they're harmful to us. They instead of the burning the fat and things the way we do, we're putting in processed sugar and things of this nature, and we've been taught it by, you know, as our parents taught us growing up, giving us all these things, and it's been bad for our bodies all the way around, from our teeth to our hearts to our bodies, all these kinds of things. And so what you're doing there is really, in practicality, you're taking back something that we used to know something about before. I think it was George Washington Carver. You were saying, use these things for meat. And he was the guy, I think he was the guy who created peanut butter. And when they said, how did you come up with this thing for peanut butter? He says, well, it's right there in Genesis. He said, these things will be for meat. They will be for you for meat. And I want to bring in this biblical passage and see if this may strike something to you. And then, if you would, elaborate a little bit of what you told me about the conversion of, I think it was Dr. Schweitzer, and the deal with Dr. Gerson when it comes to biblical Christianity in this. This comes from Daniel chapter 1. And, you know, they were going to give, they had been taken into Babylon. The people had been disobedient to God, rebelled against Him. God brought judgment on them. He chastised them, and they brought them into Babylon. And we read here in verses 5 and following, we read this. We read, and the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. And among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed you your meat and your drink. And he goes on and he talks about these things. And Daniel says, just give us 10 days let us, you know, have water to drink, and also give us pulse to eat. I think that's in other translations understood as beans or lentils. There were vegetables that they were going to have, and they were going to have water. And then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat the portion of the king's meat. And when they did that, at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus he took away that portion, and he said, I'm going to keep giving you this stuff because you guys are actually making me look good because I'm doing this thing. Let me ask you something. Is this an impossibility? I know it's not impossible. I'm asking it sort of rhetorically. In the work that you do, is it impossible to understand that somebody's been eating a terrible way, and within maybe 10 days you can see a tremendous change in their countenance?
Oh, beyond a shadow of a doubt. That is such an excellent scripture. You know, when the king's meat is mentioned, it's always essentially associated with disease. And so you take someone who, you know, comes into our clinic that's been eating an acidic diet of meat, cheese, dairy, all these processed foods. And within 14 to 21 days at our clinic, not only have they dropped 10 to 15, some even 20 pounds in a 3-week stay, but the color's back in their skin. They come in with a grayish, peakish, you know, grayish, peakish color. And then they're leaving with, you know, a nice pink, red, and again, 20 pounds lighter than they came in. So that scripture, we see that every day. And you eat meat, you eat dairy, you eat all these things that are so hard on the human body, and, you know, you're going to pay that price, and it's going to show in your countenance, especially over decades, right? And so that's an excellent scripture that just shows you the transition that one can go through when they go from a heavy carnivore diet to a more strict vegetarian diet. And people say, well, where am I going to get my protein on this diet if there's no meat, no cheese, no dairy? Well, where does a horse or a cow get their protein from? How do they maintain that beautiful, perfect muscle mass without eating meat? Well, they're eating greens. Greens are loaded with protein, loaded with nutrition. It's your nutrient status that ultimately determines the, you know, your countenance, your skin tone, your muscle tone. It's all based on the amount of nutrients nutrients. It's not based on the amount of cheese and meat that you consume.
Okay. Dr. Vickers, we'll be right back on the other side of the break. If you guys want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment of the first hour here. So if you got a call for or if you got a question for Dr. Vickers, you'd like to ask him something, do it quickly. And no, it was just me and the guy from GCN. The Comrex is working. He says it sounds great. It's a little bit different to get used to, but I'm so thankful for it because I can play the videos. We can have guests on Zoom now and instead of just a phone, and it's great. And I'm very thankful for the guys at GCN for helping me set that up. Now, with that said, Dr. Vickers, one of the things I want to ask you is you guys treat a variety of things. It isn't just cancer, right?
No, that's right. We're reversing virtually every single degenerative disease.
That's it. It's just incredible. And can you give us some examples? Because some people go, okay, degenerative diseases. I got a hole in my tooth. Can you help me with that? I mean, I'm wondering why the body can't reproduce enamel and stuff like that too, or is it other things of that nature? Can you give some examples of some of those things?
Yeah, I couldn't guarantee you that we could fix that, right?
Okay.
But let me give you some examples. I already gave you one. Nobel Peace Prize winner Albert Schweitzer had severely advanced diabetes 8 years before he won the Nobel Prize. Gerson cured him in 6 weeks. That's simple. I see that every week. If you're scheduled for a triple, quadruple bypass surgery, literally within 1 month, we're canceling your surgery. You've been on high blood pressure medications for 10, 15, 20 years. In 3 weeks, we can have you off your medications. I mean, it is, those things are that simple. It's cancer, that's the monster. That takes 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, to completely reverse and restore the human body back to its former glory. And I mean literally back to its former glory. You have 6 to 12 months to live, and you do the Gerson therapy. Not only are you cured, but your body literally has gone back to 20 years younger. And I'm not kidding you. So, you know, these other diseases, they're really, really simple to cure. Skin conditions. I mean, a lot of people come in here with cancer and they have skin conditions secondary to their cancer. Why? Well, your liver and your kidneys are your main eliminative organs. But when you're so toxic that the liver and the kidneys can't properly eliminate toxins, well, your skin becomes a third eliminative organ. So typically, your cancer patients who are so toxic, they also come in with secondary skin conditions. Within 3 months, those skin conditions are entirely gone. And then they have to continue the therapy for 2 years to reverse their cancer. So when I say we're reversing virtually every single degenerative disease, we are. The only ones we can't reverse really are Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, which is ALS, we don't do well with acute leukemia. And leukemia is really not a cancer, it's a blood disorder. So, you know, it's not really a cancer in the sense of a tumor, it's more of a blood disorder. They're only the only things that we don't have great success with. Everything else we've reversed.
That's it. Now, why is it that you can do that with the other? Would it not have a significant impact on those things? Or do you see some impact, but it's just not enough to treat them? And by the way, let's just throw this out here because I am in the States. We're not giving any medical advice. If you want a medical doctor's advice, go to them. We're just giving information. That's all we're providing here. But what's keeping it from working in these other things that you said that you're not able to treat very well?
Yeah, so it's simple. Parkinson's and ALS are central nervous system diseases. And once central nervous system tissue has been destroyed, it's our experience that we haven't been able to reverse that. Whatever it is, it's keeping the body from restoring destroyed central nervous system tissue like a spinal cord, brain tissue. Now, Alzheimer's or dementia, we can actually have success with that because there's not a lot of damage to the central nervous system at that point. But when you're dealing with Parkinson's disease, you're dealing with destruction of the basal ganglia of the brain, and that can't be reversed as far as we know anyway. And then leukemia, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not really sure why people typically don't respond to an acute leukemia. What seems to be the evidence coming out is they may actually need a more acidic diet, you know, like more bone broth or maybe a little more meat or, you know, dairy. But that is the only case where that's the case. When you're dealing with cancer and other diseases, they need an alkaline diet. But for whatever reason, when we're dealing with the blood disorder, acute leukemia, it's the evidence is kind of showing they need a higher fat, maybe a higher acidic diet than normal.
Okay. All right. Now, here's what I want to ask. I'm going to ask this before we get to the really serious stuff. Coffee enemas. Now, Kate raves about these, and I got to tell you, I don't like talking about them, but I'm intrigued by what they do because if you ingest the coffee, and a lot of people do, one of my friends used to say, this is the Christian cocktail. That's what he used to call it. But a lot of people drink coffee here in the States, and we know the issue with caffeine, but what is the issue with coffee enemas? What do they actually do? I'm just trying to think, who came up, let's just put the coffee in the back door instead of the front door. Yeah. What was the thinking behind that?
Gerson made the coffee enema famous, right? And I've done one coffee enema a day for the last 25 years. I have not missed a day, literally. And so, look, they are absolutely amazing, as you've already heard. But what they're doing is this. First of all, it's not a drinking bean. It's not roasted like a drinking bean. So you're getting a completely different bean, a completely different roast. And what the enema does is this. Your liver produces an enzyme. That enzyme is called glutathione transferase. It's one of the most potent detoxifying enzymes in the human body. The liver produces that enzyme from palmitic acid. And properly roasted organic coffee is loaded with palmitic acid. And it's been demonstrated that when you do one coffee enema, the production of glutathione transferase goes up 600 to 700% greater than normal.
Wow.
Now, the question is, well, why can't I drink it? Well, because when you drink it first, the roast is, you know, it's cooked much more than the bean that you'd be getting as an enema. Second, the pH of the bean is completely different. It's a more acidic bean that you're drinking, more aromatic. Then when it goes through the digestive tract, it works on the adrenal glands, it produces adrenaline, it produces cortisol, it depletes your body of nutrients as well. And so when you drink it, it's just a completely different animal. When you take it rectally, sitting right there are the hemorrhoidal veins. The hemorrhoidal veins carry the coffee straight to the portal vein, and the portal vein ends in the liver. And so that is where the production of glutathione transferase takes place. So it goes straight from the liver, straight from the hemorrhoidal veins to the liver. It's extremely powerful medicine. And our patients are getting 4 or 5 a day. And without it, we wouldn't be able to cure. So how did Gerson come up with it? He was a surgeon during World War I. And when German medical units were surrounded by Allied forces, they couldn't get supplies in to the medical units. So they had all these soldiers lying on cots, screaming out in agonizing pain, but they had no medications for them. So the nurses decided to give the coffee that was for the surgeons to drink through the night so they could perform surgeries. They decided to give them some of the coffee, the soldiers' coffee as enemas, and their pain would disappear. And that makes complete sense because toxicity, irritating nerve fibers, nerve endings, is what can precipitate pain. And so also there's a chemical called substance P, and that can also be detoxified out of the body, helping to release pain. So coffee enemas are famous for being able to help pain syndromes as well. And that's due to the detoxification process that I just mentioned.
That's absolutely incredible. We're going to run out of time here because we only got about a minute for the end of the show. And I want to thank you for being on with us, Dr. Vickers. And I want you to take during this time, we've got roughly right at a minute. So why don't you tell people where they can find out more about you and how they can get in touch with you if they've got some of these degenerative kind of issues that you guys specialize in?
Yeah, thank you. So our website's GersonClinic.com, and that's GersonClinic.com. You can always reach me at director@GersonClinic.com. Our phone number is 715-299-5070. That's in the States. And, you know, if we don't answer, we're probably busy, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. But email is usually the best way to contact us. It usually goes directly to me. But that's – and we're Northern Baja Gerson Center. That is our clinic, Northern Baja Gerson Center, just over the border from San Diego, about a 45-minute ride from San Diego Airport. Our patients fly into San Diego. We pick them up. We take them to the clinic. We take them back. No problems whatsoever. No COVID protocols or restrictions crossing the border by land at this point. So everything's, you know, free and smooth sailing so far.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dr. Vickers, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate the work that you're doing. Guys, you want to check them out, Gerson Clinic. We'll be right back with Hour 2 coming right up. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.